Gary Bader Show 1024. All right, I don't want to beat a dead horse on this, but I don't like being falsely accused of something. I had an email exchange with Greg Borowski. He is, I believe, editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I used that exchange in a Write Wisconsin piece, and I shared it with you in the last hour. Greg sent an email accusing me of being dishonest. That'll upset me in a hurry. I asked him, are PolitiFact pieces opinion or factual reporting? He didn't want to answer. So I said, okay, here's what he first said. Jerry, I'm not trying to be cheeky here, but can you answer this question? Is talk radio news or entertainment? Clearly you have an opinion on your question. Whatever I say is not going to change it. So that, what's the point? Regards. I replied, Greg, I'm asking sincerely, are they presented as factual reporting or as opinion? I'm looking for you to inform, not persuade. Okay, would you read that to think that I wasn't going to use it publicly? Would you really? I don't know how. I don't know how he could say that. Now he then is upset that I didn't use the whole response. So I will read the whole response here. Is that a call about this, Matt? Yeah, we can take a call on it. The fact checks are presented as fact checks. I'm not trying to be coy here, but they are what they are. I'm not going to choose a label that doesn't fit. Here, very briefly, is what we do. We take a claim, often based on reader inquiries, and do some of the deepest, most thoughtful reporting around, because I didn't let him kiss his own butt, on the story, and then he gives a Burke example. Then we evaluate the claim using a consistent scale, each rating has a specific definition listed on the bottom of the home of our homepage, and assign a final rating. Our rationale for the conclusion is laid out quite clearly. Readers are free to agree or disagree. Our hope is simply that they're better informed. I don't know how he thinks that helps his case. And I didn't omit it because I thought it helped his case. Quite frankly, I didn't think it was relevant. Ernest in Sheboygan. Ernest, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, just a quick little thing on my opinion about this. The whole thing could have been avoided if you had said to begin with that you were going to use the piece and then he hadn't done anything else on his end. It would have all been better to begin with. Just by identifying the fact that it was going to be used, it would have been much easier on everybody.
Well, why does he think I was reaching out to him?
Well, that, you could have been reaching out just like I would have done and just called and asked him to verify something.
Okay, he's dealing with a member of the media. When I deal with a member of the media, Ernest, unless it's off the record, you better be prepared to have it show up in print. Thanks a lot for the call, or on the radio, or both. Now, as I said, and I want to be careful here, there are members of the media who I consider to be left of center, who I have a relationship with off the record. And they will have something published, and I will send them an email and say, hey, this is off the record. That Borowski thought that was not for public consumption is idiotic. It's absolutely idiotic. I mean, I'm going to read this again. Matt, I want your opinion on this. Greg, I'm asking sincerely, are they presented as factual reporting or as opinion? I'm looking for you to inform, not persuade. Would you think, oh, that's just for Jerry? Would you? Come on. I want your honest answer. I'm not being, I don't want you to just say it because I want to hear it. He has to consider what I do. Why? What the hell would I be asking for? I want to know, and I want my listeners to know. Do they consider that factual? My God, I sent that to someone and they replied, what a whiny biatch he is. I won't say who sent me that, but yeah. All right, I have had enough fun and have spent enough time on that. I do want to get to, in the next half hour, oh, yeah, there's so much. There have been things that have taken up a lot of time on the show. I have to get to this new IRS rule about tips. Very interesting. Matt, you have been a server in your life. You're going to love this one. In fact, you're going to be very helpful on this topic. It's 1029.